This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3005.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
Three Tits Smith, Wobbin Fox, and my car.
Montgomery!
Thank you, Iron Medro. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of 10.
Click, clock.
Drink if you're drunk. All right, here we go to Canada, where GPS accidentally sends men to U.S. border with 10 pounds of meth in their car. Meanwhile, 39 tons of ground turkey is recalled if your stool looks like black tar. After mob boss death, mob hitman say that a couple people must die now. World leader says he has tough people, including cops, military, and police, that might have a cow. And NBC names a new late-night talk show host. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a photographer in South Africa was swimming in the ocean. Why was he there? He was filming a sardine run. A few seconds later, he was in a whale's mouth. And I'm being dead serious. The whale was trying to eat sardines. Instead, it got a mouthful of a 51-year-old man. And what do I take out of this story? That's very simple. I am glad that I am not him. But that's true of most news stories, I suppose. There's a guy in Spain. He's walking through the streets of Zaragoza with a plastic bag containing his amputated penis. It does not matter the scenario. Do not care why. I am glad that I am not him. I'm also glad that I'm not a specific possum in Wisconsin. I know that sounds ridiculous, but the possum I speak of, he made headlines because he got his little possum penis stuck in a fence 4 feet off the ground, and I don't care what kind of creature you are, that's not a good look. Now look, I can go on. Imagine suffering a severe allergic reaction to your partner's medication after oral sex. Happened to a woman in Spain. A different woman, she was receiving oral sex and had a stroke when she orgasmed. Good times. All of these stories have that one thing in common. I'm glad I'm not them. And that's what we want to talk about today. Maybe it's a family member, friend, coworker. You've seen or witnessed something and you thought, man, oh man, I hope they're all right. But more than that, glad I'm not them. So today's question, what happened when you said, I'm glad that wasn't me?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This This is the Men's Room with Miles and Frill.
Home to Charles and away we go. Welcome to show number 3005. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as once again, we've got the bad jokes coming up right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. If you have a bad joke, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We'll take your calls on the way with the bad jokes. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC coming up. Steve and I were up way too late last night.
Coming up
with some tongue twisters, some rhymes, some riddles to try to get Ted in the loss column. But in fact, we're just going to tell you right now, we were up late. We did get a listener-submitted email this morning, Ted. So once again, you'll be taking on a listener in Ted versus the FCC.
Which, you know, Miles is cutting you slack there. Because again, and I've said this the last few weeks, again, Miles has been on fire.
I have
the wittiness of his riddles and his rhymes. And Ted, I'm telling you, he would kill you. So he's taking it easy by taking a listener-submitted one.
And by the way, the way we do our Men's Room app, we update that thing all the time. So there's a game on there where
we mean Robin.
Yeah, you versus the FCC. Steve and I were up late last night putting in all kinds of different.
That's what we did next.
But every time we get a new one from you, we put it on the app so you can play as well. If you're sitting at a bar with your friends or whatever you want to do, hanging out at home, getting drunk, or just, you know, want to kill some time. But so far, 100% of those Ted versus the FCCs, and you might think, how can this be possible? Because Miles and Steve work so hard.
Yeah.
They are all yours.
Yeah, these are all listeners submitted. And Robin, I know you probably don't have the exact number. I'm going to guess you have, what, about half of the ones available actually in the app?
Oh, more than that.
So it is more than half
now. Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. How many would you guess?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's hundreds, right?
I'm just going to guess 200.
Okay, yeah, you can play the game for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, heck.
Play it in church.
You don't even need to update that damn thing. We got it there right for you. Yeah, exactly. Play it in church. Ted versus the FCC is coming up in our question. What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? We've all been in different scenarios or situations before where things have happened to other people that we were just really happy for once it didn't involve us.
And sometimes it sounds heartless, even like my kids, right? Fall down the stairs, like, I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure they're okay, but I'm thinking, I'm glad that wasn't me.
Sure.
Saw my son stub his toe on the coffee table. I know how bad that sucks, right? Stubbing your toe is just one of those things that sucks. And again, hey, man, are you all right? Yeah, see, I'll be all right. But in my head, I'm thinking, I'm so glad that wasn't me. Like, really, I love you, but I'm glad it was you.
Okay, we'll start out with a story in South Africa, and there is a town called Port Elizabeth. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were in South Africa, what is the one thing that you would probably avoid doing in nature? Would you go for a hike in South Africa?
I would not, no. I'd go on a jeep ride, like on a safari.
You think, I don't know. It is Africa, so who knows?
You got to go on a hike and get to the top of that mountain where you can see the two oceans meet.
Okay.
You can also
but
take
I wouldn't
helicopter
go swimming
ride.
There because it's also where all the sharks hang out.
That's exactly right. We know for a fact that that cape.
Cape, oh God, not Horn, is it?
It's
is that for? You're looking at me?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't remember what cape, but it's a cape.
God, here. Yeah. Canaveral.
Yeah, it's Cape Canaveral. Well, what are the. Okay, so this is what blows my mind. One minute, this guy is snorkeling.
Right.
Snorkeling. You go to South Africa, and you're going to go snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this sounds like the dumbest idea ever.
Just dress as a seal.
You couldn't even. You couldn't pay me. How much money. How much money would it take you to go snorkeling on a two-hour adventure in South Africa?
For me?
Yeah. 2 hours in the water. What's the chances a great white shark's going to eat you, right?
In South Africa?
Sure.
Better than anywhere else. That's all.
Little-known fact here. Wobbin, who does a Nature Minute every once in a while, incredibly fascinated by the sharks. And a white shark specifically, correct?
Well, she's racist.
Okay, what three places on this planet
why they're great.
Do we know where we can find these animals?
Yeah,
where do we know for a fact?
South Africa are the ones that are very famous for breaching the water. So they hit the top of the water at about 20 Gs.
Okay.
Right, that's ridiculous.
Now, it's totally ridiculous.
You may have seen a little special on it called Air Jaws.
Perhaps.
What about in the North American and Central America area? There's two.
Oh, gosh.
One on the East Coast, one on the West Coast.
East Coast, you can go to the Cape Cod area.
Cape Cod is the next one. Ding, 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 ding.
They're around Florida, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Really around the Carolinas, kind of where the fish sort of spawn through.
Sometimes they want junk food.
That's right. West Coast.
I should say at this point, Cape Cod's still very safe.
No.
West Coast, you're looking at Southern California, near Baja, down toward Mexico. Like
the Baja, California?
Yeah, Baja Peninsula.
Yeah. In that whole area. In
oh,
between.
Sure.
But you go up there and they make sweet, sweet love.
You'll find them off Oregon and stuff, too.
Yeah, of course.
No question.
But South Africa, So this guy's going to go snorkeling and say, I would have to be paid at least $1,000.
That's it?
For 2 hours.
I'll give you $1,000 to go out there for 2 hours.
2 hours snorkeling.
Because you're not going to collect.
Well, it wasn't the gray white shark that got him. He was scooped up by a whale. A bride whale, to be specific. It took Rainier Schimpf.
Yeah, Schimpf.
Schimpf, not shrimp. 51 into its mouth as he was in the water off the coast of Port Elizabeth last month. Looming up out of the darkness below came bride's whale shooting up into a ball of fish, gulping all in its path. According to the marine conservationist, who was filming a sardine run at the time, he and his wife photographed on from their boat as the whale opened up its mouth and basically scooped him in while trying to eat sardines.
Have you seen the picture of the guy in the whale's mouth?
Hanging out? Yes, I have.
Okay, so just so you understand, he went in waist deep, but he went in head first. So the only thing hanging out of the whale's mouth was the guy's legs.
Yeah, he took a deep breath. He prepared to go underwater for a time, he said, on a recent episode of a TV show, Snapped in the Wild. But after just seconds, the animal figured out something had gone wrong. It opens its mouth, and it basically spits out what felt like tons of water from its mouth. No one was injured during the incident, and Shim says he went right back into the water to look for more sharks. The whales can weigh up to 30 tons, the kind that put them in its
mouth. I just think that story's unbelievable. You know, I was in Hawaii years ago. I'm attempting to surf. I did not do very well. But as I'm sitting on the surfboard, because it's mostly hurry up and wait, you're just kind of floating in the water. And these whales breach, man. But they're like 200 yards away. And they do the thing and they disappear. And to me, I was like, wow, that's really, really cool, man. I saw whales breach, unexpected. It just happens when it happens. This dude was in a whale's mouth. Mm-hmm. He was in a whale's mouth. And when it spit him out, he got back in the water to keep filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that doesn't make sense to me.
Ted, can I tell you...
I don't know. I feel like that's somewhat cool.
It's cool because it's a whale. They don't eat meat.
I'm in a whale mouth.
It spit you out. I get it, but I still feel like I would need a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and now we know whales are mean.
Mm-hmm.
Mean?
Yeah. They tried to eat a person.
Yeah, but it spit them out.
Yeah. All right. Well, look. You've never been to Hawaii, right?
That's what makes it mean.
Ted, have you ever taken the trip?
To Hawaii?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay, I've been there. So I'm going to tell you something that happens, which is one of the most fascinating things I've ever discovered. People go on these whale-watching trips. They are, they're amazing. If you've never seen a whale before in the wild.
Did you see a whale?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went on a boat and did that.
I did a whale-watching trip in Provincetown, Cape Cod.
Did you see whales?
We saw a ton of whales.
Okay. Right. But it's different. Because in Hawaii, here's what happens. Let's just say you go with an entire family of five or six or whatever. How many people want to go to Hawaii? You all go on this whale-watching expedition. So what happens is someone comes back either to the mainland or in Hawaii themselves and then gets a tattoo of a turtle.
Right.
So that's what the whale-watching thing does. You'll have two females in your family, and they will both get a tattoo of a Hawaiian, kind of more of a Celtic, black, just on skin turtle.
I heard the same thing happens with sharks.
Like, yes, it does. But for the guys. And that's only in Florida, if you're one of those dudes. I thought about getting one.
A sense of the theme here.
I thought about getting one around that shark when I was in Hawaii. You know why? Because I went on a whale-watching expedition.
And everyone wants to see the whales and to get a tattoo of anything but
right, exactly.
Flowers, turtles, sharks, stingrays, dolphins.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Saw three barracuda. But never the whale.
Right. No whale tattoos. Sad. What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
There should be a law that says, if you're going to get a turtle tattoo, you got to start cheering for Maryland sports.
Yeah.
It should be law.
Law.
Yeah, law.
Law.
Right.
You know, I got 500 G's that says, let's make it a law.
You know anybody with a turtle tattoo? I bet there are, I bet within 300 yards of us right now, there are at least, I'm going to say, 15 turtle tattoos.
That's a bet. I got a turtle on my hand.
There you go.
Boom. There you go.
Ding, 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 ding,
forgot
ding,
it was
ding,
there.
Ding, ding, winner.
Go Terps.
You know why? Because he went on a whale-watching expedition.
That's exactly it. That was my inspiration. Somebody, look at that whale. Look at a turtle on my hand.
A turtle tattoo. Why not? I'm going to get a turtle sticker for my car.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I used to work at a retail store, and we all, or not we, not me included, but they all closed up the store, and then the next morning there was money missing from the safe, so the company fired everyone that was working that night.
hey, man, I feel you. I worked at a restaurant, and normally on Friday or Saturday night, we'd all hang out, get kind of messed up. This one particular Saturday, same kind of thing. I just decide to go home. No big deal. I come in the following Sunday for brunch. General manager says, hey, what time did you leave last night? So, man, I left like 11:30. Why? Well, one of the other guys I worked with a coworker, had taken his ugly-ass ex-girlfriend up on the roof and had sex with her, but it was on camera at a museum. And all I can think is, when he got fired, along with some other people, I'm so glad I'm not you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I'm not
you. One of the few nights you went home early.
Yeah, but I'm glad I'm not you mostly because you had sex with a very ugly woman. She had a mouth like Terrell Suggs. That's all
you need.
What
do you mean,
just
all gums?
All gums and had little teeth. And the worst thing was, man,
do you
right?
offer that person gum if they need it? Like, if someone is real...
She couldn't chew it, her teeth are
like,
too tiny.
Would you like some gum?
Would you like some Chiclets for your Chiclets? Would you like some gum
you
for your
some,
gums?
Would you,
the worst thing is, he was on and off with this chick for a while, right? Like, just one of those relationships. And then we thought, like, it was done for good. I thought enough time had gone by. It's like 6 weeks later. He's still a little miserable. We're at the bar, and I'm like, look, man, don't even worry about it. I know you guys were in love. It was crazy. But Jesus, at least you don't have to look at that mouth anymore, man. It was just all gums and those little-ass teeth. I don't even know you kissed that thing. Yeah, they just got back together. It was uncomfortable.
I bet it was.
It was very
bad. Did you think he thought about it after you mentioned all those things?
He had to, man.
Well, now he
That's
does.
The word. He right. can't not.
Dude, it's happened
you
to me.
You can't not.
Like, I've met somebody and was like, yeah, and then somebody, it was something tiny like that. Like, they have a big gums or something. I didn't notice it. But then, like, the next two dates, I was like, well, I'm out now.
You couldn't get
right?
past
it. Like, what, am I going to date Big League Chew here?
Yeah. Big League Chew.
I didn't call her all that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You guys hear me okay?
We can hear you just
fine.
Yeah,
we got you.
All right. So I raced up there at that favorite racetrack you guys like up there in Monroe.
Oh, yeah, where Ted tried to kill me, sure.
Yeah, exactly. So a couple years ago, we were just getting done watching my daughter race and walking back through the pit. And they go to send out the next group of cars, as you guys probably know how they stage them. You know, they have one group ready to come out as soon as they get done with one. Guy fires a car up, you know, 600-700 horsepower figure eight car, in gear with his foot on the gas, fires it up. Takes off, hits like five or six people.
Oh.
Hits one guy facing towards the car, breaks both femurs, compound fractured, sticking up the legs.
Ah!
With the trailer, and within 10 feet of me.
Now, I mean, why did this guy, did he not realize he had the foot on the gas, or was he trying to do a burnout and grabbed, or what?
I don't think he realized it was in gear. I think he was just trying to get it started with his foot on the gas and didn't realize it was in first gear, and it just took off.
All right, now let me ask you this in all seriousness. In this entire scenario, who are you happiest that you're not? The guy, because part of me would think it's the guy that drove into people, and then part of me also thinks it might be the guy who had both of his legs broken when he got driven into.
Yeah, I don't want to be neither one of them.
But if you had to pick, who? I guess I would rather have both legs broken because at least I'm off the hook for this.
Yeah, no, exactly. I would hate to feel like to be the guy that ran someone over.
But,
I mean, he didn't just hit the one guy. He hit like four other people.
But now let me ask you this. Put yourself in this guy's head now, right? So now it's hypothetical. So you are this guy. You have accidentally started the singing gear and plowed these people down. But you hit someone, you feel bad, and you broke both of his femurs. But do you think that guy thought to himself, I'm glad I'm not him?
Yeah,
like I know I'm responsible, right. But holy crap!
Well, you know the problem with that scenario.
Hindsight 2020, I'll give you that.
But you know, like if you're going to do something, if you're going to injure yourself, it's always good when you have an ambulance on standby.
So, no,
like,
absolutely.
You know, but that's not really ready to take five people to the hospital.
But the other thing is, when you go somewhere with an ambulance on standby, it also tells you that what you're about to do is probably more dangerous than ordinary things.
And once you find out how much that ambulance costs, you'd rather just cut that leg off right there than have to pay for that ride, even if it's like 5 minutes.
That's why they shoot horses, believe it or not. Horses want to save money. It has nothing to do with the inability to repair. Yeah. The horses go away. But how much is that ride going to cost to the vet? Hey, just kill me. Take me out.
If you found out how much that ride costs in mid-ride, you just open those doors and just push the cart out with yourself on it. Yeah, like,
but you're right about the ambulance. Because, like, if you go to MMA fights, right, and somebody gets taken out in an ambulance, like, you got to wait till the next one shows up.
Before you can start fighting.
Yeah, you can't have the fights go without an ambulance there.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? Right. I mean, it's a situation where you say, this seems reasonable.
You might need one.
In that entire scenario, who doesn't want to be who most? Is it the guy that plowed into the people or the guy who got both femurs?
Did anybody die?
Nobody died.
But the guy broke two femurs?
Right.
With a compound fracture.
I'm with Miles. I don't want to be that guy.
I don't either.
Yeah, so you'd rather be the guy driving.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd rather feel the guilt than have to do like a year and a half of rehab.
It sounds horrible, but I agree. I mean, I really do. Like, man, I feel terrible, but honest to God, I'm so glad I'm not you. I mean, right?
I messed up. What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
I just want to let you know when old E.T. goes over to the Ravens, make sure you don't tell him to break a leg.
Yeah, we hope he doesn't.
We're really hoping he doesn't.
No, we are. I mean, if he can stay healthy, I think we're going to be okay.
On defense.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to qualify that statement, yes.
And he didn't phone home. Cowboys didn't want him.
I tell you what, he'll like Baltimore. He'll like the Ravens organization. That's a good place to play. Any player will tell you that's a good organization to play for.
That's where you got to be strapped, right?
What's that?
Make sure you got a gun on him?
No, there are no Ings Mills.
Yeah, where they practice, worries.
Right. It's kind of like the Renton complex, not exactly Rainier Valley.
Right.
So this happened up in the North Everett. Me and my buddies, Andrew and Brandon, down there at the Deja Vu. It's not there anymore, which is funny because 8 months later after this incident, I ended up working there. But we get out of there around 2 o'clock, go over to the 76 station there to the left of it, and my buddy Brandon had a 68 Camaro. Nice red, gorgeous Camaro. We're getting gas or whatever, and this dude comes out, and you know, he starts talking to us, and I swear to God, dude, he looked like an old-school Kid Rock dude, just blonde hair, long or whatever. And
coming out of Deja Vu?
I find that hard to believe.
Whoa. First thing he walked in and said, like, I think I've been here before, man. This is looking familiar.
But he was wearing all red, and yes, just wanted to go to an after party or whatever. And, you know, we're 18. We're like, screw it, dude. Let's do it. So we're following him up to North Everett, which was funny, too. 8 months later, I ended up living up there. That place is crazy. We go into the house, and, you know, walk up to the house or whatever. We walk in, we're following this dude, and everybody there is wearing blue. Like, dude, I've seen these MTV commercials, whatever, the videos. People just laying around the house, and it's just like anything you see, like in the rap videos, where all of a sudden it goes,
Look at red that shit.
Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, we got you there, Johnny.
I kind of not did it, but all right. So we walked in, and they started arguing, and all of a sudden the commotion started happening. There's a partition that goes around to the left, and me and my buddies, when we're 18, we don't know what the heck's going on. And I look over, and I start walking over, and I look around in the kitchen, and this dude's on his back getting foot stomped by about 15 people.
Jeez.
So I looked over, and I looked at my friends, like, dude, we got to get out of here. So we started walking towards this door, and this big old 6'8" black man sitting there in the front of the door. He goes, you ain't going nowhere. Oh, man. We just want to go home. So about 2 minutes after that, dude, the guy kind of actually wanted to look over the petition to see what was going on. We just escaped right out of the door.
But you're glad you're not Kid Rock.
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself, why would you want to go to a party where that many people want to kick your ass?
Where can I go and get beat up? That's where I want to go.
Like asking for it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Our question, what happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
A man found wandering the streets with his amputated penis in a plastic bag in a Spanish city is British. The 33-year-old prompted a police operation after shocked onlookers saw him bleeding heavily in a street and raised the alarm. After he was rushed to the hospital, he told officers that he had chopped off his manhood himself. Today, the man was described by a local paper as a British national living in the city. They said police had discovered the expat had registered on a social networking app a few weeks ago in search of a candidate to film him mutilating himself. Investigators have concluded he did amputate his organ, but may have been acting under the influence of drugs.
You don't say.
Or may have some mental health problems.
They you don't say.
Retracted the story, believe it or not, since this original press.
They retracted it?
They retracted the story. They believe that he possibly could have been with someone who has also been arrested because the cut was too clean.
So, but do they think that he wanted them to cut off
someone else did it for him? They are not sure exactly the motive yet.
So how illegal would that be, all right? So I go like, yeah, I cut the guy's penis off, but here's the thing. He wanted me to. He's not dead. I didn't try to kill him. I did a good job, right? If it's that clean.
I think you're like right. Operating without a license or something. You know what I mean? There's got to be something that says, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I hear you. There's no way it should be right. I'm just wondering like, what the crime is, if it's voluntary.
If you put butt injections into somebody and they die, and you're not licensed to do so, you're not a doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's malpractice to some degree, right? Because you're practicing.
Well, practicing without a license. Yeah,
practicing
right?
Medicine without a license. Or,
that's got to be illegal.
I mean, it's got to be somewhere in that umbrella.
All right, but, yeah.
I don't think it's malpractice that you just be like.
Because you're not a lawyer. Or yeah, not, yeah.
I mean, that could be like involuntary manslaughter.
But I'm just trying to, I'm trying to offer up my defenses, right? So like the injections.
Yeah.
The injections, that's more of like a medical procedure, right?
Correct. And I think getting your penis removed is also a medical procedure.
Not the way I did it, but it's like trimming your nails, right? Like, the guy wanted his nails trimmed, I trimmed his nails. He wanted his penis gone, I cut it off. Mm-hmm. I didn't call it surgery, he just wanted it cut off.
Our question, what happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, but if you asked me to cut off your arm, I don't think it's still legal for me to do it.
Yeah, I guess
I mean,
not.
Unless it's if it's a life and death situation.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if your arm's stuck between a boulder, like that guy cut his own arm off. Maybe if your buddy does it. But your buddy should be running for help. But anyway.
Okay. So if that guy did cut off his own penis, which they don't believe he did, but if he had done that, did he commit a crime? Right?
If he maimed himself?
If you voluntarily cut off your own penis, right, and you survived the thing, I mean, have you committed a crime?
I think that you have not committed a crime because you're mentally unstable.
Well, clearly.
So I don't think that you can be criminally charged with something if you don't have the mental capacity to understand the crime you committed.
If you said, like, look, I've sent this out on social media. You said, like, I'm looking for someone to watch me do this. So in this, obviously there's something different. Obviously he's crazy, but that doesn't mean that you're so mentally incapacitated you don't get. Like, look, Jim Jones was crazy. Charles Manson was crazy, but they were very aware of what they were doing.
Yeah,
right? They're just crazy. They weren't in a different state.
I don't
state.
Think it should be
they're
a crime. Like, I think it's dumb and
it's
stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, well, I don't recommend it.
All right. Well, how
but
about
if you're
this
sitting
one?
At home and you're just like, I'm tired of this pinky.
21-year-old and a relative have been detained and face up to 8 years in prison if convicted. The suspects recently took out an insurance policy, and then the woman stood to gain about $450,000 in compensation and monthly payments. She cut her own arm off hand with a saw.
Okay, but that is fraud because she was trying to collect money.
That is correct. Yeah, she injured herself, she said, while sawing branches. Officials with a group, the left hand was completely sawed off.
She actually cut off her hand.
She cut off her hand with a saw for insurance for $450,000.
Hey, look, I like her commitment. I understand why that's illegal. But if she cut off her hand intentionally but didn't want to
collect. Oh, God.
I know. I'm just wondering
Jesus
if it's
Christ.
Illegal for me to mutilate myself in that much of a way.
Oh, that sounds horrible. What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Lieutenant Harris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations to you crazy-ass bastards for your show number 3,000.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
And may 5,000 more follow right behind you, brother.
We figure that takes about 5 years.
A little less than five, yeah.
Not a problem. Piece of cake for you, boys.
We hope so.
Well, I got one for you, and I think you guys are all cringe and pain with me on this one. I was glad. I was not my best friend. 2 years ago, we did a little deer hunting here in the area, and about midday, he decided, well, you know, I got to take a nature call. So he walked off on the brush and found a stump that looked good, and he went to do his business. About 10 seconds later, I hear this just blood-screeching scream. I mean, it just run hair to the back of your neck. I look over. My buddy is now in the middle of the road, pants down around his ankles, literally just covered in hornets.
Oh!
He decided to drop a deuce behind a stump. Unknown to him, he dropped it on an underground hornet's nest.
And you got there's two reasons they're pissed. One, you infiltrated their nest. Two, I don't care who you are, pooping on something is just insulting. Right? I mean, like, and you could hit it with a rock, you could do anything, but it's like, wait, you pooped on a hornet's nest.
I'm glad that wasn't me.
You know what? You're right. 100. I'm very, very glad. Because they're only stinging the things that are available, which is your ass and your giblets.
Bad jokes coming up. Email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We'll do the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. Our question, what happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.